Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO, and it is time for the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program. And today we have with us Brian Pauley, the superintendent of Mason City Recreation. And Brian, how you doing today?
I'm good, Tim. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. Yeah, it's a great day in North Iowa, and we get a little update on the recreation department. I know it's never not busy for you guys. You're always doing something. So bring us up to date, first of all, on the rec department, what you've got going right now.
You know, right now we have our youth basketball program, and we serve kids all the way from as low as four. That goes all the way up to seventh grade. So I tell you, things are happening, especially on Saturdays. You know, we're using a number of locations to get all the games and practices in through the week. Very exciting. We also do offer tumbling for, like, especially the early ages. We have our tumbling program. And then this 2 weekends ago, we kicked off our mini and little cheerleader program.
So you've got something going all the time, it seems like.
We got, hey, I tell you, there's very few days that something's not happening at the rec department. So, yeah, things are moving and it's shaking. So, and next thing you know, in about a month or so, soccer registration starts. And then as soon as registration starts, that means the season's right around the corner, too. So, again, we don't typically get an off time in the rec department.
And, Brian, maybe you can tell everybody a little bit about your office setting, too. That's got to be great for you guys working out of that new arena site.
Yeah, so our office was placed with the River City Renaissance movement, I would say, in our town. So we actually are located just east inside the mall of the multipurpose arena. And I can tell you, you know, I've been doing this job now for 12 years. Moved to Mason City 12 years, and I've been at four different locations, and I tell you, every location seems like, okay, how long are we going to be here? How long are we going to be here? And this final move, I can tell you, having a 40-year lease agreement, it's great because it's a wonderful office space for my staff. I believe it's easier access for the public to get to. In addition, we have three program rooms on site, which we can do multiple different programs at once. It serves as our childcare home, especially during the summer. And, you know, the exciting thing is, you know, if you think about all the little things we do, we're able to juggle multiple things at once. There's been multiple times either we've had a coaches meeting and a Mason City Park and Recreation Board meeting at the same time, or pictures and the Mason City Park and Recreation Board at the same night. So it's wonderful to not be limited on what we can do, what we have to, you know, we don't have to pick what we do. We can do everything we want, especially in our new office space, which is, like I said, just wonderful.
Oh, that sounds terrific. And obviously this is the Community Foundation program for Cerro Gordo County. And why don't you bring us up to date on your involvement or interaction with the Community Foundation?
See, and the foundation, I want to, you know, give them a big shout out because they've been a wonderful partner throughout the years, sponsoring a number of different projects, from our pickleball courts to some park projects. But this year, they funded our youth scholarship fund that was actually, has been depleted over the years. And what they've been able to do is they've given us some money so we can continue our scholarship program. So pretty much if anyone's on government assistance at all, we ask for them to show that proof of that, and then they get half price of all activities. So with that being said, we've cut the paperwork out. We've cut a review process out. We've made it simple. Actually, our process has been recognized by two different, collegiate books on ways to take down barriers for low income families. So we're actually being recognized from the University of Northern Iowa in Indiana. Both professors have actually talked to me about this process because, again, it makes it simple for the patron, and it's actually less of a emotional burden on people when it's when you make something, you know, just that simple. So it's amazing. You know, we give anywhere out, depending on the year, between $4,000 and $6,000 of scholarships funds out, ranging from our basketball programs, soccer programs, but other things too, such as like our we do a STEM research camp, or we'll do a basketball camp during the summers, all the way from swim lessons. And this grant gave us the opportunity to expand it to swim lessons, which I strongly feel is important, especially in our town. You know, we're called River City, and we have a river through our town, and we've been very fortunate not to have any incidents of drowning in our river, or the number of our quarries in our town too. Going back to the history of this town, being a huge quarry town or quarry area in the turn of the century, we've been very fortunate that we've had zero incidences. And by expanding that, we actually our swim lessons went up all over 30% this year, giving the opportunity for the youth scholarship.
Well, I think you mentioned it a couple of different times. Just the opportunity is the key word there. Just giving the kids an opportunity to get involved is a big thing.
100%. And again, there's statistics shows that if kids are active, then in a positive thing in your community, you're going to see less and less of that negative results. And I think we do a good job trying to get everyone involved. At some point, I did an analysis about 5 years ago. I mean, just with the community school district, we were in approximately, over 50% of the homes, which I can tell you is a very big success rate, especially for a department of our size compared to other cities.
So do you see some additional growth down the line for the rec department?
You know, if there's a demand, we continue. Everything is kind of fluent with our department. In 2010, two of our smallest programs was basketball and soccer. And I can tell you now, soccer, we served a little over 800 kids through our two different seasons of soccer and basketball. We were a little over 100 kids again. And I think this year we're just shy of 600. So, again, we grow in some, and then as nationwide average has declined, and this kills me as a baseball fan, but our softball baseball program is on the decline. So again, we adapt with the times. We try to figure out what people want and need in our community, and we adapt and attempt different programs every year. This year, not looking at the kids, but like we tried a 3-on-3 adult basketball league. We find it was hard for people to get five people. Actually, you need more than five when you play a full basketball game. So we try to lower those numbers. Looking at a new program that actually is being announced this week, we're going to do a parent date night where the parents can sign up their kids, register their kids. On February 11th, they can drop the kids off. We're going to do some activities in our office. It's a Friday night, and then actually take them to the Mason City Toros game. Parents can pick them, drop them off at 5, pick them up between 9:30 and 10. So we're constantly kind of reviewing what we're doing, how we're going to serve the public in different ways. But, yeah, I have a fun job, Tim. I wouldn't change it for the world because of just the way we get to serve the community and the way things are always changing.
Well, Brian, I appreciate your time. Thank you to you and to all your staff, and certainly to the Community Foundation, too, for their assistance. And we wish you the very best in the future.
Thank you so much, Tim. You have a wonderful day. And again, I just want to give a big shout out to the Community Foundation for being wonderful partners throughout the years.
Perfect. Brian, great to talk to you today. Thank you.
Bye now.
That is Brian Pauley with us, the superintendent of Mason City Recreation Department. And by the way, if you're interested in learning more about joining the Cerro Gordo County Community Foundation Committee, you can contact committee member John Drury at johndrury91@gmail.com. That's johndrury91@gmail.com.